the Federal Reserve raised its interest rate for the third time in 7 months.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
The Fed raised its overnight lending rate by 0.25% on June 14th. This is the third increase in 7 months. The one before these three was 19 months ago. The Fed's overnight lending rate is now at 1.25%. Still extremely low on historical basis, but at least better than the almost free money that the Fed was pushing into the banking system. The economy has shown steady growth and employment growth has been phenomenal. By now, it is at the so-called full employment level without as of yet having much effect on inflation. Since the end of the recession, unemployment rate dropped from 10% to its current 4.3% level, while inflation, instead of rising, dropped to less than 1% in 2015. It recovered somewhat and ended 2016 at 2.1%, and it is now running at close to 2%. And all of this is happening in an environment of extreme low interest rate ushered in by the Fed, which also more than quadrupled the monetary base. Based on all historical references, this should have created a triple-digit inflation. And yet, here we are with inflation rate around 2%. The 21st century global economy is different from the last century's national economies. Back then, there were a lot more stringent trade and currency barriers which significantly reduced the flow of goods and services across borders. Open trade and exchange policies prevent or at the very least limit inflation in an individual country, since inflation happens when a lot of money chase a few goods. Open trade solves the problem of few goods when the entire globe is the market. However, that doesn't mean that there won't be any inflation. And that's why the Fed is raising its rate to get ahead of the game. After inflation rises, it will be significantly harder to bring it back down. Some of us still remember Paul Volcker's strong-armed attempt to deal with the 14% inflation of the early 1980s. He hiked the federal funds rate to more than 19%. Compared to today's 1.25%. The Fed has abandoned its expansionary monetary policy since October 2014, starting with practicing a soft contractionary monetary policy, siphoning out some of the excess money that it pumped into the economy for 6 years. In the face of high employment and increasing wages, the Fed is slowly moving toward real tight monetary policy. And this is being done to prevent the economy from overheating. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.